All right, so get ready because today we are going deep, really deep into Einstein's theory of relativity. We've got some incredible stuff to unpack here. And this is the theory that gave us like time slowing down and space warping and all that crazy stuff, right?
Yeah, it's wild. It's amazing to think that one person, you know, could come up with ideas that completely change how we see the universe.
Totally. And we're not even talking about just one theory here. It's two, right? Special and general relativity. So, before we get lost in the details, can you maybe give us some context? Like, what was so groundbreaking about these theories?
Well, before Einstein, we had Newtonian physics, which worked pretty well, you know, for most everyday things. But when you start dealing with really high speeds or super strong gravity, Newton's laws just kind of break down.
So Einstein basically flipped everything we thought we knew on its head.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
He showed us that space and time aren't these fixed absolute things. They're actually woven together and they change depending on who's observing them.
Whoa, okay, that's already bending my mind a little. Let's start with special relativity. What were like the core principles of this theory?
Well, it all comes down to two main ideas, two postulates, really. The first is that the laws of physics are the same for anyone moving at a constant speed.
So it doesn't matter how fast you're going, as long as it's steady, the same rules apply.
Exactly. Now, the second one, this is where things get interesting. It says that the speed of light is always constant, no matter how fast you're moving.
Hold on. So even if I'm like flying towards a beam of light at half the speed of light, I would still measure the light's speed as the same.
Exactly. It doesn't matter if you're going towards it, away from it, or standing still. The speed of light is always the same. It was a completely different way of thinking about speed and motion.
Okay, I'm feeling a little disoriented already, and we haven't even gotten to like what this means for the real world. So what happens when you take these postulates and actually apply them?
Well, things get really strange really fast. One of the biggest mind-blowing results is this thing called time dilation.
Wait, so time itself isn't constant?
Nope. Time is relative. Uh-huh. Basically, it means that time actually slows down for things that are moving really fast compared to, you know, someone standing still.
So, like, if I had a twin who went on a super fast spaceship and came back, they would be younger than me.
Exactly. And it's not just science fiction. It's been proven with experiments.
Wow. That's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
So what else changes at these crazy high speeds?
Well, there's also length contraction. That's where things moving really fast actually look shorter in the direction they're moving.
So like a spaceship flying past us would look squished.
Yeah. The faster it goes, the shorter it looks. And then there's the big one.
I knew we couldn't talk about relativity without it. So what does this famous equation actually mean?
It means that mass and energy are basically the same thing, just in different forms. You can turn mass into energy and energy into mass.
So like a tiny bit of mass could become a huge amount of energy.
Exactly. That's how nuclear weapons and nuclear power plants work. It's all because of Einstein's idea that mass and energy are two sides of the same coin.
Okay. Special relativity alone is already blowing my mind. But I know things get even crazier when we start talking about gravity and general relativity.
Yeah. That's where we really see how Einstein redefined what gravity actually is.
That's right. And, you know, it's like even Newton, with all his brilliance, he couldn't really figure out what gravity actually is. I mean, he explained how it works, but not really what it is at its core. Einstein's general relativity, that's where we get a whole new perspective.
Okay, so what was Einstein's big breakthrough with gravity then?
He realized that gravity, it's not a force acting at a distance, you know, like something pulling things together. It's all about like the shape of space-time itself being warped.
Hold on. Warp space-time. You're going to have to explain that one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Imagine like a bowling ball sitting on a trampoline. The weight of the ball makes the trampoline sag, right? Creates a dip. Einstein said that massive things like planets and stars, they do the same thing to space-time. They warp it, bend it around themselves.
Okay, I think I'm starting to get it.
Yeah.
So it's like the Earth isn't being pulled toward the sun by some invisible force. It's more like it's following the curve that the sun creates in space-time.
Exactly. It's just following the natural curve, not being pulled towards the center.
So gravity is more like a consequence of this warped space-time, not a force itself.
Exactly.
That's a pretty wild way to think about it.
It totally changed how we understand physics. And it wasn't just some theory. It actually explained things that had been confusing scientists for a long time.
Like what? Give me an example where Einstein's theory was better than Newton's.
Okay, well, the orbit of Mercury. Astronomers had noticed that Mercury's orbit wasn't exactly what Newton's laws predicted. It was like precessing, meaning its closest point to the sun was shifting a little bit over time.
So Newton's physics couldn't explain that.
Nope. But Einstein's general relativity, it got it exactly right. The sun's gravity is so strong that it warps space-time around it. And that tiny warp, it was enough to affect Mercury's orbit.
So Einstein solved a mystery that had puzzled people for centuries. It's amazing how he could figure this stuff out.
And there's more? General relativity predicted a bunch of other crazy things that seemed like science fiction at the time, but guess what? They all turned out to be true. Have you heard of gravitational lensing?
Yeah, I've heard of it, but I don't really get it. It's like gravity affects light.
Yeah, exactly. Einstein said that the gravity of really massive objects could bend light.
But I thought light always travels in a straight line.
Well, remember, gravity is like a bend in space-time. And light travels through space-time, so it gets bent too.
So, like, if light passes by a huge galaxy cluster, its path gets curved.
Exactly. That's why the universe might not look exactly how it really is, because massive objects are distorting the light we see.
So it's like the universe has these giant lenses built into it.
That's so cool. What other crazy things did general relativity predict?
Well, how about this? Gravity can actually slow down time.
Wait, seriously, gravity can mess with time.
Yep, it's called gravitational time dilation. The stronger the gravity, the slower time goes.
Okay, I'm trying to imagine this. So, like, if I was hanging out near a black hole, time would be moving slower for me than for someone on Earth.
That's right. And the closer you get to the black hole, the slower time gets. It's all relative, remember. Time isn't this fixed thing. It changes depending on where you are and the gravity around you.
Black holes? I still can't believe those are actually real.
Oh, they're real, all right. And they're one of the most mind-blowing things predicted by general relativity. These are places where gravity is so strong, so intense, that nothing, not even light, can escape.
It's like a cosmic vacuum cleaner. So gravity can bend light, slow down time, and create black holes. Is there anything else this theory predicted?
Oh yeah, there are these ripples in space-time. You know, the ones that we can actually detect here on Earth. You're talking about gravitational waves, right? Those were a big deal when scientists actually found them. I remember that. But I'm still not totally clear on what they are exactly.
Okay, well, imagine you drop a pebble in a pond. What happens?
You get ripples, right? Spreading out from where it landed.
Exactly. And gravitational waves, they're kind of like those ripples, but instead of water, it's space-time itself that's rippling.
Oh, okay. So if space-time is like the fabric of the universe, then these waves are made by massive objects moving through it.
Yeah, that's the idea. Anything really massive that's accelerating can make these waves, like two black holes spiraling around each other or a supernova, you know? Those events are so powerful, they literally shake space-time and send out these waves that travel at the speed of light.
So we're not just talking about some theoretical thing here. These are actual physical waves that we can measure.
Yeah,
exactly. It took a long time to develop instruments sensitive enough to detect them. But in 2015, scientists finally did it. They used these super precise detectors called LIGO and Virgo, and they actually picked up the signal of gravitational waves from two black holes colliding, like a billion light years away.
That's mind-blowing. So we can actually, like, listen in on these cosmic events happening across the universe.
I think, yeah.
Just by detecting these tiny ripples in space-time.
Yeah, it's like a whole new way of looking at the universe. And it's another big win for Einstein's theory of general relativity. He predicted these waves over 100 years ago, and now we have the proof.
It makes you wonder what Einstein would think if he could see how far his ideas have come. So we've covered a lot today. Time dilation, curved space-time, black holes, gravitational waves. My head is spinning. But can we zoom out for a second and think about the bigger picture? What does it all mean?
It means that our understanding of the universe has been completely transformed. Einstein showed us that space and time aren't these absolute fixed things. They're intertwined and they change depending on where you are and how fast you're moving. And he showed us that mass and energy are basically the same thing.
And that gravity isn't a force, but a curvature in space-time.
Right.
It's not just some abstract theory either.
Yeah.
These ideas have really changed our lives and technology.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Think about GPS. It relies on super accurate measurements of time. And those measurements have to account for the effects of relativity, both from the satellite's motion and from the Earth's gravity. And then there's our understanding of the universe itself, how it evolved, how it works. It's all built on relativity.
It's hard to overstate how important Einstein's work was. He really did change the world with his imagination and his math.
He saw the universe in a way that no one else had before, and he was right.
Well, I think it's safe to say that we've all had our minds stretched a bit today. If time and space are relative, what does that even mean for how we understand reality? It makes you question everything.
It really does, and that's what's so exciting. Einstein opened up all these new paths for us to explore, and we're still on that journey. Who knows what else is out there waiting to be discovered?
It's definitely something to think about. Thanks for taking us on this wild ride.
It was my pleasure.
And to everyone listening, keep exploring, keep questioning, and never stop diving deep.